ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
This is a very special episode of Everything Home. I am in the presence of greatness today to people who have inspired and transformed the lives of tens of millions of people with their messages, personalities, and passions. Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen. They've combined their talents, co-wrote the book Ask, The Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny, and are here to explain how to practice the art and science of asking to change everything in your life. Today's topic, the secret to life is asking. Mark Victor Hansen is best known as the co-author for this Chicken Soup for the Soul series and brand, setting world records in book sales with over 500 million books sold. 500 million. Well, I believe it's a record, but he'll fill you in on that in a minute. He's also a sought-after keynote speaker and has spoken to over 6,000 audiences worldwide and an entrepreneurial marketing maven, creating a stream of successful people who have created massive success for themselves through Mark's unique techniques and wisdom. Crystal Dwyer Hansen is an international speaker, researcher, corporate consultant, author, and entrepreneur. Her expertise is in the field of human potential. Through her years spent as a transformational life coach and wellness nutrition expert, she has seen people experience profound and lasting transformation in relationships, career, health, and wellness by tapping into their inner resources. Crystal's personal coaching, speaking, CDs, and video programs, books, and articles have helped people all over the world. And I can tell you from personal conversations, they are such genuine people and just a pleasure to have conversations and be around. Before we discuss today's topic, the secret to life is asking. I wanted to tell you about our new website, ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. It's the ultimate resource platform to help you personally and professionally navigate through our new world, get back to work, grow your business, improve your life, and reopen America. It has resources, relief options, grants, and support for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. Every single person can benefit from something on this website. Jobless things, online tools, products, services, offers, information, facts, data, expert advice, business organizations, networking groups, virtual concerts and events, and so much more. Mark and Crystal are listed on our must follow page, which has people, podcast groups, and companies who have messages that can change your life or take your business to the next level. Their book, Ask, The Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny, is available for purchase on our authors page, and 2% of the total purchase price is donated to nonprofits supporting vets, pets, and kids. Now there's one trustworthy location with all the information, giving you the opportunity to have more personal, professional, and financial freedom. Isn't that what life's all about? ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Please check it out. Tell your friends so more people, small businesses, and nonprofits can be helped, and we can get this amazing country back on track. Now my joke, and then on with the show. A spoon, a fork, and a knife are asking questions. The spoon asked the time, the fork then asked the question, and the knife wanted to know what the weather was, so he wanted to know what the fork asked. Get it? Forecast guy, forecast, forecast. Let's get on with today's topic, The Secret to Life is Asking, with Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen. And before we talk about the book, Because you're both so accomplished and you've traveled the world and you've met some incredible people, is there a story or a person or moment that you can say was really number one, but it can't be the day you met or when you got married or when you had kids?
I got to meet Dr. Buckminster Fuller when I was in graduate school. I was going to be a doctor of physiology, and the head of physiology said, look, the other guy that's doing the senior advisor at NASA, other than me, is Dr. R. Buckminster Fuller, and he is talking today to 5,000 kids. I got front row seats for you and I. And Bucky said, I'm going to talk about cosmogony, cosmology, epistemology, synergetic, energetic math. And I almost failed out of school. And then by this time I had a 4 point, the best you could do. And now I thought I knew everything. And all of a sudden I'm listening to real wisdom, real genius, the Leonardo da Vinci of our time, inventor of geodesic domes and maxing cars, writer, author of 40 books. And I begged Billy, let me work for him. And I did for 7 years. And he just expanded my whole thinking because I kept asking him endless questions. And God bless Bucky. He had, as he was affectionately called, he had endless answers.
That's a great story. Words are a little overwhelming. You're going to have to look them up, people, in order to translate it. But Crystal, what about you? What about you?
You know, it's so hard to pick the number one, isn't it? And especially if it can't be the day we met, got married, or the kids were born. But I'll tell you, one of those number one moments for me was when I got out of, you know, real estate. I've always been an entrepreneur, done real estate. But when I went into the field of human potential, I became a transformational life coach, clinical hypnotherapist. And I opened my practice, and one of the first clients I got was a woman who came to me. She'd heard me on the radio and said, you are my last hope. She said, can I please come to see you? So she came in and said, I've been depressed my entire life. I've been to every psychologist and psychiatrist. No one has been able to help me. But I felt there's some hope with you and what you're doing with, you know, hypnotherapy and the coaching. So we spent 5 sessions together. She'd grown up in a very difficult situation. Her mother was mentally ill and she was extremely abused. She had memories of one was her mother picking her up as a little four-year-old by the ankle and swinging her around and slamming her into the refrigerator. Just memories like that. And then her next powerful memory of her mother was driving away and leaving them forever with her father and her two other sisters. So she just had this incredible sense of unworthiness. And then ultimately her father also took the kids and dumped them off at the relatives and said, I can't deal with these girls anymore. You need to take them. So this is during the depression. Wow. And she just, every day of her life, she just lived with this tremendous sense of unworthiness. She said, I wake up every day feeling like I want to die. Like I don't have any right to be here. And so we worked through, you know, some of the techniques, using some of the techniques that I had under my belt, coaching intake, use a technique called emotional freedom technique, and then some really specific hypnotherapy of releasing and neutralizing some of these past experiences and recreating, you know, a new vision and perspective and experience. And I got an email from her after 5 appointments. And she said, Crystal, I thank God every time that you came into my life. She said, after 5 appointments with you, I can honestly say I'm completely free of the crushing depression I've experienced my entire life. Now I can honestly just have a bad day and it's only a bad day. You know, she goes, I feel so good. I feel like I don't even need to come in anymore. And I thank you for the from the bottom of my heart for that. So that is a definite number one for me, because it was just one of my, you know, earlier clients. And I think the moment, that number one moment, was like, wow. You can help somebody so much by really getting into their emotional space and using these techniques to help them, you know, completely release everything that's holding them back. And that's what I love about my work. That's my mantra. You know, you can become the best version of yourself if you're willing to let that stuff go, come to a place of neutrality, and recreate your life the way you want it to be.
And the reason why I asked you both those questions, which is not something normal when we're going to be talking about the book, is I just wanted to kind of put a broader picture to the audience to make them realize, look who came together to write some amazing content and a new perspective based on their personal experience and their professional experiences, two perfect stories now put in one book. And the things that you mentioned, Crystal, I have a feeling a lot of that is directly in this book, which, you know, there's been other books about asking in the universe, but yours probably is, like I said, because of the experiences both of you had, the content, extremely powerful. So let's get into the book. because I'm very interested in hearing about how you came up with this and really giving some specific points on how to ask properly to really get results. Because at this point in the game, I think everybody that's out there is ready for a change and ready for results. So the book is Ask, the Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. You were born with a destiny. Your job is to discover it. You matter. The world needs you to find your destiny and live it. And this book is your guide. It sounds like you even did that for the woman that you worked with early on, Crystal. So I'll turn it over to both of you and kind of just you start wherever you think we need to start with to share this amazing book.
Sure. Thank you, Michelle. So what Mark and I discovered when we started writing this book, we had this discussion and we have this, you know, meditation prayer hour every morning. We talk about all different subjects, but we started realizing that, you know, what is the difference? We meet all these incredible people who are smart, educated, talented. They have more talent than they really need. But what's the difference between someone who's achieving great success and those who feel like they're falling short in every area of life? It can be relationships, business, health and fitness, all of those things. And what it came down, we said, if you could boil it down to one thing, it's the ability to ask. And asking is such a simple tool. We're born as children to be wonderful askers, but somehow over time that gets crushed out of us through life. You know, our parents tell us, stop asking. I've heard enough. You go to school, the teacher's the authority. Don't ask until you're called on. You go to job, your employer's not interested in hearing feedback, not asking you for anything. Or you just have disappointments in life where, you know, you're rejected. Things happen and pretty soon you lose your confidence to ask, gets crushed out of you. And what Mark and I discovered is there are 7 roadblocks to asking. And each of us has at least one of those roadblocks inside of us, if not more. And it's important to identify what those are and to be able to overcome them.
And like you said, you see this in so many, because you're around a lot of people, you have a lot of clients, you're constantly around successful people. And to translate that into the average person so they can find what it is that they're supposed to be doing is powerful, very powerful.
Well, that's what happened is that as we've traveled around through 80 countries around the world, we've met wonderful people that are likable, have a personality, are well-educated, professional. But what happens is the difference between those who succeed a little and those who succeed a whole lot and discover their destiny is one thing and one thing only. They have mastered the great ability to ask.
And we found there are 3 channels through which you need to ask, and that is yourself, ask others, and ask God. It's not all about, you know, you've seen probably a couple books about, you know, asking for the sale or asking for this. We found that the asking journey is so much more profound than that. It's about these, you know, being able to utilize these 3 channels, ask yourself, ask others, and God, so that you can have this completely balanced experience in your asking journey to achieve every single thing you want in life.
So when you say ask, is there a certain way that you're supposed to do it? Are you supposed to have a certain environment? Because there's probably a lot of people. I mean, I know myself, I'm asking and then I'm praying and I'm, you know, I'm trying to manifest and it's not there or it takes much longer. So there's gotta be something that's interrupting it or there's something that me and other people are doing incorrectly, because you would think that there should be more results based on what you hear of how it's supposed to work. Like it's not working. So how do we fix that?
Right. And so we want people to think of asking as a journey and a tool that you're going to use throughout your entire life. And we say that when you're stuck and you don't have any answers, the best way to move forward is to start asking. So you always want to start with asking yourself, because you have to know where you are in order to move forward. So there are 3 critical phases of asking. Asking yourself, and that is critical phase 1, is where am I now? Sort of asking all of those questions that will answer that question. You know, what am I doing? Is it working? Am I happy? How long have I tried to do this? You know, what could I be doing differently? So that's the first phase. Where am I right now? And the second critical phase is, where do I want to be? Some people are so out of touch with both of those areas. They don't ever stop to really analyze, like, where am I? I can't go anywhere until I really understand where I'm at right now. And then where do I want to be? most people don't take the time with themselves. And this part of the asking journey, ask yourself, it's taking that personal time to get to know yourself and know what you want. So where do I want to be? What does that look like? How can I describe that? How can I start to sculpt that in a whole different way? And then the last part of that is, how am I going to get there? Now that I've decided, you know, this is where I want to be, how am I going to get there? What are those steps that are going to take me to where I want to be?
So it's almost like a business plan for yourself, for your own personal life.
Right. And we're saying prepare to be a good asker. And to prepare to be a good asker takes three basic elements and a fourth bonus element. Number one is belief. You've got to trust that the universe is going to answer. You can't ask any question without getting answered. Now, there's two ways to ask, positively and negatively. When in 1974, after I'd worked with Bucky Fuller and I tried to be Dr. Fuller, I was building geodesic domes in New York at a big clip, but the oil embargo hit and I had no product left because I was building out of polyvinyl chloride plastic. So I crashed and burned because I said, you know, oh my gosh, what if I go bankrupt? And I went and checked a book at the library, How to Go Bankrupt by Yourself. So that was my best worst experience. Whereas if you ask yourself, like, how are you going to be rich? Or one of the principles we're teaching about belief here is that when Jack and I were trying to do the Chicken Soup of the Soul series, we didn't have the right title. And in our respective home, we did that psychiatric Carl Jung thing where you do a thought command 400 times. We said, mega best-selling title, mega best-selling title, mega best-selling title. But it could be, I need a new job, I need a new job, I need a new job. And your inner knower always knows. It'll always give you a directional compass. If you do it 400 times when you're in what Crystal, as a hypnotherapist, would call a hypnagogic state of trance, your mind will answer when you wake up, but you've got to write it down on a pad immediately. So Jack called me at 2:30 in the morning and said, Chicken Soup. I said, For the Soul. And we both got goosebumps, chili bumps, God bumps. We knew that was it. So that's belief. Number two is you got to take action. We took action. We got 144 rejections. Mostly, Jack's a Harvard third in his class inside guy, and I'm more the outside marketing guy. So the rejections were a little bit more on my side than Jack's. But I'm sort of rejection proof, like Peter Guber, the world's greatest movie maker, 50 Academy Awards, owns the Golden State Warriors, and with Magic Johnson, the Dodgers, said, you are so dyslexic, Mark. Now, I'm not dyslexic at all, but he said, you think the word no means on. So, but, you know, we took massive action. And third, you got to visualize it to realize it. When Jack and I saw the Chicken Soup, we were going to do it, I'd interviewed 101 best-selling fiction and nonfiction authors, everybody from Wayne Dyer to Barbara DeAngelis, that you name it, including James Michener and, you know, Nora Roberts. I didn't ask how to write. I know how to write. I said, how did you market to greatness? And we wrote it all down. We had 1,094 different things that we were going to do. And we've done the same thing now with our Ask book. And we're pulling off magic at levels while everybody else is retreating and publishers are going out of business. We are rocking to the top because we're doing from home podcasts like this and Zoom meetings and Skype meetings and everything else because you've got to visualize it. You got to see it. You got to take a massive action and you got to keep pumping your belief system. And the thing that saved me when I was upside down was I listened to positive self-help action tapes and I read only books like the kind that I write. So I've written 309 books. So most people are not going to run out of good reading if they'll read our stuff.
Right.
309 is amazing.
Well, by the way, I said you got to take massive action. So being prolific is part of the deal. I mean, I'm only 72 and I'm going to live to be 127 with options for renewal. So I've got a long way to go. And, you know, our life is really very high quality. So then you want to have a high quantity to go with it. And we love our five kids and six grandkids and all of their spouses and species and have fun.
Yes, we're very blessed. But one thing I wanted to add to that on the visualization part, Michelle, is we tell people to, first of all, shut down your analytical mind when you're doing your visualizations, because your left brain is going to give you all the reasons, ABC, 1, 2, and 3, why things aren't going to work. So when you're doing a visualization, we want you to let your imagination go really big and imagine something in its best form. Imagine the ultimate outcome that you want for yourself. Imagine in very specific detail and feel the emotions of how it would be when you make that sale, what that is going to feel like. Because when you start to get into the energy and the feelings of how that feels to be successful, your mind starts to automatically, you can engineer that backwards. You can say, how did I get here? Oh, that was because I did this, this, and this. And you start asking yourself those questions, going from the ultimate end result. Forget about what's going on in the world, because I always tell people, while it feels like life is happening to us, it is an illusion, okay? Because we look about the world right now, which has gone a bit mad. It seems like things are just so crazy and unpredictable. So it's very easy to take your cues from the outside and say, oh, you know, feel like you're falling apart. Feels like we're just trying to keep all the balls in the air and kind of ducking and dodging. But we need to stop taking our cues from the outside. We need to build our lives from the inside out. And that means going inside with yourself and deciding what it is you want by asking those questions and answering them very honestly, and then engineering your life and creating the architecture for your life from your own vision of life, and stick to that vision. Because when we're focused all day on this negative news and all these things that are happening, we are really creating the architecture that we don't want. That is the architecture of fear and loss and all the things we do not want. And our minds cannot, if you don't give your mind proper instructions, it cannot go to work for you. In fact, on the research we did shows that when you ask your mind a question, a different part of your brain lights up. And it's a part of your brain that does critical thinking. So like Mark was saying before, it's so important to ask yourself the right questions. Don't ask yourself negative questions that are focused on negative events. You know, design the architecture in a positive way. So you're asking yourself the positive questions that are going to get you the results that you want.
And do you find that that's where most people fall short, because they're asking more from a negative approach? And even if they were asking from positive, when the answers were there, they either decided not to listen to it, or even worse, they didn't take the action.
When Jack and I created the Chicken Soup, he'd been at Harvard with a guy who wrote Road Less Travel, 58 Weeks, number one. And I interviewed Dr. Scott Peck, and we whited out his name in the New York Times list, put our name on it, and put it in the mirror in my office, in my home, Jack's office, and Jack's home. And then we've done the same thing now for Ask, the Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. And we've already written over 1 million copies sold. Now, we haven't sold a million, but your mind can't tell the difference when it's visualizing, it's realizing. So it's absorbing that, and it's figuring out how to do that in the most omni-effective ways. And like yesterday, one of our clients right here in Scottsdale, 72 sold, we did a video, and he's sending it out to Greg Haig. I expect you've had him on your show sometime, or at least know who he is. He's sending that out today to 500,000 people. Now, there's no way I could have predicted something like that would happen, but remember, my mind is programmed to selling no less than a million copies of the book. Most people go, well, the publisher said you might sell 2,000 or 5,000. Well, yeah, because the publisher's not visualizing right, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not trying to beat up. I've got a lot of great publishers. I've had 5, 7 now. But point is, you've got to get so excited, so viscerally excited, emotionally, like Crystal said, in your right brain, you got to own the visualization, because all of us are owning visualizations, images. Our mind is 87% images, either positive or negative. We're saying go with gusto, go with zeal, go with vigor to the positive image.
You know, probably having social media so much of a part of people's lives, it's a distraction from doing the work that you guys are saying, where you need to make your entire world whatever this belief is. So you're taking the book and you're saying 1 million copies sold, and you're living that and you're doing the actions, but you're also anything else that requires you to just be having that, like as if it already happened. And that's what you're fully vested in it. And because we have these distractions, and of course, like you said, 87% is visual, social media is visual, that probably is disrupting a lot of people from getting to the point where they're seeing the success from the theory and the tools that you are showing that are verified. This does work.
Right, because a lot of what is being discussed right now on social media is the uncertainty. It's getting circulated around the news stories, which always is drama and fear. And so at best, it's a distraction. It's just keeping us from what we should be focusing. And at its worst, it is really driving us in a downward spiral. So either case is not good. And that's why we say it's so important to, when you get this book, like spend some time and start to identify what your roadblocks are to asking, because you need to identify those and get through the process of releasing those roadblocks. And, you know, I just want to go through those really quickly. There's unworthiness, which is just
you know, conditioning from our childhood that tells us we don't deserve better. Naivete is we're just unaware of what's possible. We just, you know, didn't know. We just grew up with some just limited possibilities. So we don't even know what's really out there for us. And I give this example in the book. It's called Melda and the Mangoes. And I had this lovely Filipina lady who worked for me when my children were very young. And she would make these beautiful, you know, dishes, Filipina dishes from her home country. And one morning she shows up with this fruit and she cuts it up, puts it on a plate. She said, Crystal, try this. It's so good. And it's this juicy orange fruit. And I tasted it. I was like, that is the best fruit I have ever tasted. What is that, Melda? She goes, it's a mango. And I said, a mango? How come I've never had a mango before? And I thought I would, you know, I considered myself to be pretty worldly at the time. I traveled all through Europe and other places. And I don't know how I missed that. I said, where did you get these? Thinking, you know, she had to import them from the Philippines or something. She goes, at the grocery store. And I thought, okay, how did I miss that? And what other things am I missing out in life that are so good? What other people am I missing? What other opportunities am I missing? Just because I don't know they're there. I'm just naive. So that is actually a roadblock. It's one of the big roadblocks. And the third one is doubt. We're just not sure how to ask. Maybe it wasn't encouraged in our childhoods. We're just uncertain about what the result's going to be. Another one is excuses. We just have every excuse for not asking. No, I don't need help, or I don't need. And a lot of that can come from just stubborn pride or just stubbornness to try anything new or do something different. And then there's fear, you know, just the sheer terror of rejection. And that really comes from, you know, our human need to be loved, because at some weird primitive level, we feel like, you know, if someone rejects us, they don't love us. And that's not true. It really has nothing to do with us. It's just whatever we are asking for may not fit with them at the time, but it doesn't might mean it's not a fit for later, or that someone else is not going to grant our request or for help or assistance or advice or information. You know, the next one is pattern paralysis, where our brain conditioning and our habits just keep us repeating the same disappointing patterns over and over again. And we just don't question it because we're just in this pattern and we're stuck. And then the last one I think is really the saddest of all, and that's disconnection, where we've become numb to our own inner truth. And we're literally out of touch with the dreams that are buried in our hearts. We've just pushed them down and become numb to them. And that's really sad, because we all have a beautiful destiny inside. We all have these sparks of light that are in our hearts. And, you know, if we're able to start asking and start this process going through that, first of all, asking ourselves and then asking others to be a resource for us as well. And then always, you know, asking God, what is my place in this big universe? How do I fit in this web of humanity and things? How can I contribute? And that really makes our experience, our life experience, so much richer when we put it in that context of, you know, what is my purpose in this kingdom? And that can bring, you know, bring you to life. It really can, when it's not just all about you, right?
Oh, yeah, because isn't that what it's supposed to be all about? You're supposed to be contributing. You're supposed to be serving. I mean, obviously, we all have to go to work and make money and things like that. But at the end of the day, you want to have some sort of fulfillment or life, or like, well, so I go to work every day. I make good money. I get a family. Da, 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 but what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Some sort of higher calling. And it sounds like that book helps people really discover that, especially. I mean, the timing for it is perfect. So whether it's from a personal side where you're really just trying to dig a little bit deeper, or that you need more out of life, or you're wanting to figure out what you're supposed to be doing, or even from a professional side where, as you said, a lot of people are distracted right now, what a better time to then knock out your competition where you step it up to the plate. Now all of a sudden you are creating and writing a book or coming up with a new idea, or even taking your existing business or even the work that you're doing to the next level, because everybody else is kind of a little bit of asleep at the wheel. I mean, your guys' timing is perfect from both sides.
We think it's the best time ever to invest in yourself. I'm going to do a bold ask, and that is I want everyone out there to go get a copy of the book. And because most bookstores are still closed, get it from Amazon in any form you want, whether you want it auditory or Kindle, or the beautiful hardbound copy is just gorgeous. But then I want you to go to askthebookclub.com. We are creating the biggest book club for free in the world, where we're going to get this asking movement going and get everybody to learn how to become master askers. Because if we get 1 million people asking, we can shift the world, because we believe in our Hansen family of companies, it takes three things always. We only do stuff that is inevitable. We do stuff that's transformational, like you can't look at a caterpillar and predict a butterfly. And it's got to be unique. And we want everyone to discover their own uniqueness, their own divinity, their own destiny, and then fulfill the opportunity by taking any adversity, and everyone's got it right now, and turn it into advantage, turn it into opportunity, turn it into their greatness, like your show says.
I love the idea of the book club. I got chills when you said that you were putting something together to make people become more master askers. I think that's so brilliant. And I'm going to give a total side note plug. Last month, you both had put together this incredible summit, and just having you and the other experts on the panel, but it was for two full days. I wanted more of both of you. And I know doing something like that once a week is incredibly difficult. And even if it was for an hour, it's very time consuming. You just don't show up and start talking. I mean, there's planning and obviously you've got a lot of things going on, but I got into it where then Saturday came and I was like, oh, my friends are not going to give me some inspiration today. So with that being said, the book club, I think, is a phenomenal idea, even if it's something where you pop in once a month to do some sort of a video. I think that the audience would really appreciate it because it really did make a huge difference. And I watched quite a few of them over this corona pandemic lockdown. And there's only a few that really spoke to me, and your guys did. So it is definitely something that hopefully you can implement into the book club, because I know that the audiences and the readers will really appreciate it. And it's really inspirational to hear you both, that being a part of the group, you know what I mean? I think it makes a big, big difference. I personally experienced it. So thank you for doing that. Like I said, total side note, total different plug, but very impactful.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for mentioning that. And we did. We just wanted to create something. We felt like everyone was just being pulled down so much by the events that had happened. So we wanted to do something that was powerfully uplifting and make it free to everybody, which we did. And we got such tremendous, you know, feedback and response. We're so glad we did it. And that's what we want to do with this book club. You know, we want, yes, people will buy the book, but we want to be more of a resource to people than that. We want to have this monthly discussion so people keep going, people keep contemplating, keep moving forward on their asking journey to become master askers, because it is truly this simple tool that is inside of each and every one of us. And once we activate that tool and use it every day, life can change dramatically. And that's exciting. It's really magical.
Well, and for you, speaking from personal experience, the story that you gave and the example in the beginning with that woman in your very early part of your career, you know, for the most part, that was number one. Well, guess what? It was because you transformed this woman's life. So if you can have that same impact on some of the book club members when they are participating, you know, they go buy the book Ask, and then they're participating in askthebookclub.com. Can you imagine? You know, it would be, obviously you would have satisfaction out of that because you're helping people, but just the impact that you can have. And I'm telling you that the concept of having that interaction with the audience, because people need that encouragement. There might be a lot of people that will read the book, but then they don't necessarily take the next steps. And if you guys are encouraging that, because you've made it very clear, you have to have the action, and you're living examples of it. Just in this book alone, the actions that you're doing, where you mentioned you're going on the Zooms, you're going on the podcast, and you're already seeing the movement, you're seeing the results, you're closer to that 1 million books sold. That's what I love about you guys. You practice what you preach, and you actually care. You're down to earth. And I mentioned that in the beginning, and I sincerely mean it. And you're showing it throughout this entire conversation because you're trying to sell a book.
We want to uplift everyone, give everybody hope, and take them to the next level. And we've done one other thing, and that is we've created a virtual course called You Have a Book in You course. And you just go to my website, markvictorhansen.com, and see it. And what we've done is said, look, everybody sooner or later comes up to us and says, you know, I've got a book in me. And I say, well, great. And they say, all I want is 2 minutes. And then 2 hours later, I'm still talking to them. So what we did is we consolidated 44 years of everything you could possibly want to know about writing a book into this course. And it's virtual, it's online, and it starts with 101 reasons why you ought to write a book and finishes with, look, build a book that's a brand that commands. And interimly, we teach that it's fun, it's easy, it's fast, and it's going to make you an expert. It'll give you renown, it'll give you fame, and it'll give you fortune. And the book is the only thing that I know of that's immortal. In other words, when somebody dies, their name, and then after their name, their age, and then after their age is whatever book they wrote. So it is a total transformation that can help. And for those who have that dream in their heart of writing a book or telling a story or having a message and bringing it to the world, I want to help them get it done in a book. And that's why we put this course together. You have a book in your course.
Yeah. And who would you rather learn how to do that from than someone who sold 500 million books and I've written 309? I can't imagine. I would ask anybody else for advice.
Yeah. So if that's of interest, just go to my website, markvictorhansen.com. And it's MarkVictorHansen, the Danish way.com, markvictorhansen.com. And just click on the course, watch the little video that's a prepper, and then read all the stuff and say, look, if this is your dream come true and it's your destiny to have a book and you want to be an expert, you want to be an author, you want to have renown, you want to have more fun than you've ever had, more friends, and you want to do it the easy way and the inexpensive way rather than the hard way and the difficult, near impossible way, I just teach you every tool, technique, and it's a joy to do it.
Well, Mark and Crystal, you guys are the one-stop shop for getting people to the next level in their life, whether it's personal or professional. I mean, everything is there. You've both done it. You've been there, and you're at the top of your games. You can't dispute it. I mean, just look at the numbers. And you're still giving, and you're still supporting. So two amazing human beings. The book is Ask, the Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. Do you guys have any thoughts here towards the end? Because I know you both said you got to go, and I took as much time. I sucked literally as much time as I could get out of you both. Is there anything else that you want to share with the audience about your book? Anything else that's going on, or just a takeaway that maybe at the last minute just hits them in the head and they go, ah, that's it. I'm buying.
Well, one thing I just want to say to people is take this time with yourself, because nothing changes. Just remember, your life is created from the inside out. And if you're willing to just take this time, take 15 minutes a day, take a half hour with yourself a day. This is the most important time you will ever spend in this asking journey, to ask these questions and answer them and deliberately create the architecture you want for your life. Shut off the news and let's start being creative together.
And I want everyone to ask to be more innovative, more entrepreneurial, more excited, more business building, because 50 million Americans do not, N-O-T, have a job to go back to. And we're writing about how to find that new next occupation. And we're at the most exciting time in history if you're awake. And if you go to my website, we'll give you a free book on how to even be awake.
I think that's a great point. You know, puts it in perspective that there's opportunities now. And if you guys are giving them the tools and the encouragement, why not take advantage of it? I mean, everybody, here's your thought leaders. Here are your guides. It's right there. Just step up to the plate and move forward. And they're also giving you the support, askthebookclub.com. So you've got that there. So thank you so much for both coming on the show. We're going to have the books on our website. Also, what we do is we even give a contribution to nonprofit organizations for vets, pets, and kids, and that's 2% of the purchase price. So people are going to be giving back without even having to spend a penny on that. I would love for you guys to come back on whenever it's in time in your schedule down the road, give an update. Maybe we can do something to focus on the book club. But my platform is always open to you. Microphone is always yours. And we're here at Everything Home, the Everything Home platform, to support you in any way we can, because I admire the work that you continue to do in both of your lives. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. And thanks for all you do.
Bountiful blessings on you and everyone listening.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.